Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
This is Here and Now, and it appears the debate in Washington has reverted back to an old divide, Democrats versus Republicans, liberals versus conservatives. But a new poll out today finds a majority of Americans are not firmly in either camp. They are part of the center, which is getting very big. The top pollsters for the 2012 Obama and Romney campaigns crunched the numbers for NBC News and Esquire magazine. And joining us with the details is Richard Dorman, senior editor for Esquire. Richard, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Well, tell me about what you mean by the new American center. You are not talking about the swing voters that we always hear about in elections, right?
No, because when you talk about the swing voters, you're really talking about that like 5 to 7% that that basically hasn't made up their mind right before Election Day. And that's a very thin sliver of the electorate. What we're talking about here with the New American Center is the 51% of people who share sort of common values and common beliefs about where we're going and how we should get there. There is no strict political affiliation within the New American Center. A third of them are Republicans, a third of them are Democrats, a third of them are independents. But what's more important than their sort of self-identification is the sort of common degree of their values and beliefs.
Well, tell us about some of the values and beliefs that you have found in this poll.
Well, I think what's important to recognize is that a lot of the positions that people typically associate with liberals as being exclusively liberal are not that. The 51% of America that we call the center supports background checks for guns. They support gay marriage. They support raising the minimum wage and strengthening the safety net. But at the same time, the center is very wary of government regulation. They're very suspicious of immigration reform and affirmative action programs. And they're very pro-drilling and pro-voter ID laws. So those positions, which are commonly conceived of as – or commonly perceived as exclusively conservative, are not. They are in fact, also centrist positions.
54% of them say, keep the government out of my life.
Yeah, we have a saying that, you know, they basically – the center really only wants the government involved when they absolutely need to be. And so for that, it's really promoting sort of economic equality in the form of minimum wage and, you know, equal pay for equal work. But as far as, you know, government regulation of businesses, there's a lot of uneasiness there, both in terms of the private sector and our private lives.
And what about issues like affirmative action and voter ID, both hot button issues for the ideological right and left?
This is one of the more interesting points that that we found surprising, and it's something that, as you said, I think gets sort of tangled up in an outdated political vernacular. Voter ID laws are commonly associated with arch conservative causes and movements, but the fact of the matter is that the overwhelming majority of the center supports voter ID laws, and so when you look at what's going on in, say, Virginia or Arizona or any of the other states that are making voter ID initiatives. That's not necessarily a right-wing initiative. It might be funded by right-wing initiatives, but it's very much in keeping with the centrist position. And the same thing goes for immigration reform and affirmative action. There's a deep weariness among the center of both of those issues.
So, Richard, the question that a lot of people will have when hearing this is there are all these people. It's a majority of the American public, according to this poll, and yet they're not really represented in Washington.
It's funny how that works, isn't it?
Yeah.
Particularly when you view what's going on in Washington today. I mean, I think what you're seeing here is a fundamental disjoint between what Americans believe and what's happening in Washington. Washington has almost become like a funhouse mirror. It extorts and exaggerates and distorts what we see happening in America. And I think the reason for that is twofold. One is that you have a primary process that rewards the most extreme candidates, and you have a surge in redistricting that protects the most extreme candidates. And because of that, you don't really have room in the scenario for people who might embody or reflect the values of this 51%.
We're speaking with Richard Dorman, senior editor of Esquire magazine, and you're listening to Here and Now. And Richard, it does seem that every time there's a third party that tries to harness some of this support, it doesn't work out in the end.
That's absolutely right. And whether or not this is politically actionable really remains to be seen. Our intent wasn't so much to build up a third party, but to One, to sort of redefine what we talk about when we talk about liberal politicians, liberal policies, conservatives, but also to upend this conventional wisdom that, we're hopelessly polarized, that we are red versus blue, us versus them. There's a lot that Americans agree on. It's just that you're not seeing that played out on the national stage.
I was in Phoenix last week and spoke with the mayor, Greg Stanton, who we identified on the air as a Democrat. And residents of Phoenix told me afterwards, you know, this is a nonpartisan office and we like it that way. We'd rather have these politicians not described by their party affiliation. Is that something that you found that people want?
Yeah, I mean, I think what we found, particularly among the center, is that they're sick of divisiveness. Much more so than the right and the left, who tend to feed off of it, and it sort of helps reinforce their self-identification. The 51% of the center really really wants an end to the divisiveness, and they want solutions, and you know, along the lines of their values and their beliefs. I don't think, you know, most of them are open to Democratic ideas, and most of them are open to Republican ideas. They don't care where it's coming from. They're highly persuadable, and while they may have some party affiliation, we found that they'd be willing to vote for anybody.
Richard Dormant is senior editor for Esquire magazine, talking with us about a new poll. You can find details about it at hereandnow.org. Richard, thank you so much.
It's my pleasure.